Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on 2 days in the life of Jesus was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
Tonight, let's turn back over to the 14th chapter of the book of Matthew. I'm going to continue to talk about last Monday night. I talked about the feeding of the 5,000. And then last night I started talking about immediately after Jesus fed the 5,000, he constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go to the other side. Not to go halfway and drown, but to go to the other side. And yet they ran into opposition. They ran into a storm. And what's normally a 2-hour trip at the maximum turned out to be somewhere around 9 hours later. They were only halfway across. And if I had to put a title on what I was talking about last night, what I was talking about is how to position yourself for a miracle. Everybody wants a miracle. Everybody wants to see something dramatic and have a testimony. But you know what? Very few people will position themselves for a miracle. There's a reason why some people receive miracles and others don't. And last night I was talking about how God told them to head in a direction, and even though it was terrible opposition and it could have cost them their life, they were still headed in the direction that God gave them. They didn't turn around and head for safety. And I tell you, there's so many people that just take an easy way out. They kind of test the waters and head in the direction God gives them. And if there's any resistance at all, they just say, well, it didn't work out, and they quit. I tell you, last night I was sharing some things that are really, really important about how to position yourself for a miracle. The Lord wants to do miracles in every person's life, but there are things that we can do that can put us in that position. You know, you hear people say all of the time that lightning never strikes twice in the same place and that it's totally random. But I've read some things that suggest that that's not true, that there's actually places that attract lightning. For instance, we use a lightning rod, and lightning will strike that instead of some other structure. And I have some friends of mine that I was just talking to recently. They used to be employees, and they lived out by where we do. And, you know, Colorado has more lightning strikes than any other place in the nation because of our low humidity here. And I read one thing that we had over 7,000 lightning strikes inside the city limits in one night not too long ago. And they very seldom do any damage, but there's a lot of lightning around here. And these friends of ours, they had a mobile home, and I mean every month some appliance would be blown out because lightning would strike and blow up their television, blow up their toaster, blow up their microwave, and it was happening all of the time. And anyway, one time lightning struck their place and instantly incinerated it. They had two dogs that were in the house and they never even moved. They burned to death right in the spot where they were. And they had insurance that replaced their house, and the insurance wanted to build it back in the same place. But Chellis, the man who was the husband of this family, he said that they had a garage that was a detached garage, and it had never one time been struck by lightning. And so he argued with them. He says, I'm not building that house back in that same spot because we had problems every month. He says, I'm moving it over here and putting it by this garage. And he had to fight them. But did you know he moved that over there? And it's been now, how many years? 15 years. And it has never, ever had an appliance go out or any kind of thing. And they only moved it like from here to that wall. But they moved it. There was something that actually attracts lightning. I've actually heard people say this, that they've taken slow motion pictures, and lightning doesn't actually come from the sky down as it looks. There's actually a negative charge in it, and it comes up and it meets. My point is that, see, people think that God's movement in your life is kind of like lightning. There's no way to control it. You have nothing to do with it. Well, we certainly don't generate the power. But there are things that you can do that make yourself a candidate for a miracle, that draw the power of God. And one of those things, this is basically a summary of what I was trying to say last night, is that you position yourself for a miracle when you seek God, when He gives you a word, and then you head in that direction, and if it hair lips ever devil in hell, you will not change. If it looks like you're going to die, you still do what God told you to do with your last breath. And if you will just keep doing that, you will have opposition, but that is when you experience the miraculous power of God. Man, that is important. And that's basically what we were talking about last night. And so many people want this end result, but they don't ever position themselves. They don't ever really get going in the direction that God wants them to because it's just not convenient. I can tell you, it's always inconvenient to serve God. It is not easy on your flesh. It's always good to serve God. You're going to be benefited. I'm not saying that it's terrible. It's a wonderful thing. You know, people talk about if you go to the foreign field that you're suffering for Jesus. You know, there's hardships. We've got Leland and Ann down here that live in Uganda, and we've got other directors, you know, in some of these third world countries. And there are some hardships. It's not easy, but the benefits are so much greater. I've got Bobby and Lynn Crow, good friends of mine, who've been in Ciudad Victoria for 22 years or something. They've raised their family down there. And, you know, they have some problems. But, man, I've heard Bobby say often that he is so thankful to God that he lives in Mexico and that he raised his family down there. He is so thankful he didn't bring them up in the pagan culture in the United States. And his kids are all serving God, and he's just thankful. You know, if God calls you to do something, the benefit is always going to far outweigh the cost. But you're naive if you think that because you're serving God, there's no opposition. You can nearly say that if there is no opposition, I doubt if you found the will of God. If you never bump into the devil, it's because you're both headed the same direction. So praise God. You just need to recognize that you need to position yourself for a miracle. So that's what we've already talked about. And then in Matthew chapter 14, let's start reading at verse 26. It says, "And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear." Of course, the deal is they started across the sea. They experienced this resistance. Nearly 9 hours later, they'd only gone 1 hour's worth of journey. And in the midst of this terrible situation, Jesus came walking on top of the very thing that was about to kill them. No problem to Jesus. Man, I talked to so many people. I talked to 4 people with terminal cancer in a row out here tonight and prayed for them. And every one of them was just overwhelmed. It was terminal cancer. And every one of them, I was saying, it's no big deal. Cancer is not hard. Cancer is not a problem. It's when you let cancer get in your mind, let it get in your thinking, and you get discouraged and fearful. That's what the problem is. But it doesn't take any more power to heal cancer than it takes to heal a cold. Man, cancer is not hard. Nothing is hard for God. It's only the fact that the doctor says you're going to die from cancer and they don't tell you you're going to die from a cold, so you don't have as much unbelief associated with a cold. That's the only difference. There is no difference. It doesn't take more power to heal cancer than it does a cold. It's the same anointing that heals them all. You heard Scott testify about this. He was believing for the healing of the stomach problems and other things, but when he got it, his asthma was healed. The same power that heals your stomach, heals asthma, heals cancer, heals AIDS, heals blindness, heals deafness. There aren't different anointings. It's the same power of God. Jesus was walking on top of the very thing that was destroying them. And man, one of the things that I have to constantly minister to people is it's not hard for Jesus. Jesus is not sitting in heaven, wringing his hands, wondering if he can actually do this. You know, I talked to our prayer ministers before we started these meetings, and I went in and just encouraged them. And I said, you know, talk big. Tell the people that, man, that's no problem. If you see somebody in a wheelchair that can't move, say, no problem. Talk big. And you know, when you say this, people have a tendency of saying, man, should we do that? And we get to thinking that God's up in heaven saying, oh, don't talk big, man. Don't tell them I can do this, you know. Maybe God will be intimidated by somebody's problem. God's not like that. Man, the Lord's wanting to do bigger things than what we've ever dreamed of. We limit God by our small thinking. In the name of Jesus, I am not going to get off the subject. But let me just give a real quick testimony. I won't spend much time on this. But some of you may have heard this. In 2002, January the 31st, 2002, the Lord told me I was limiting Him by my small thinking. And I mean, we had doubled in 2 years. We had gone on television. Our income had doubled. The number of people that we reached had doubled. Everything had doubled. And we had increased a lot. And I thought that I was trusting God and reaching out there. And God told me I was limiting Him by my small thinking. It's a long story, but I got hold of it. I told my staff, I said, I don't know how long it takes, a month, a year, 2 years, but I'm going to change the way I'm believing, and I am going to take the limits off of God. That has been 8 years ago. And did you know at that time we had less than 30 employees? Now we have 200 employees. We were reaching approximately 1 to 2% of the U.S. population. Now we reach 2.2 billion people with the gospel truth. Our Bible school was less than 100 people. Now, counting all of the Bible schools and stuff and correspondence, we're reaching thousands of people. There's about 1,000 people in all of our Bible schools, about 1,000 people in correspondence and online. So we're reaching thousands of people. All of this has happened in 8 years because I quit limiting God. And I tell you what, I really believe that this isn't something that is peculiar to me. I think most of us get the feeling like we're imposing on God and we're asking something too big for God. The disciples were about to drown, and I'm sure they thought this was a terrible situation, a hard one, even for God. And here Jesus just comes walking on the water. No big deal. He would have walked right by them. No problem. Man, that's awesome.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on 2 days in the life of Jesus. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM240C for CD or RM240D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to invite you to visit our website. It's awmi.net. And on this website, we have over, I think it's 7 years worth of television programs, about 10 years worth of radio programs, thousands of programs that you can listen to free of charge. We have hundreds of my teachings that are free downloads. We have news items where you can get videos and updates on our ministries around the world. It's one of the greatest resources on the web. I really believe that. Remember, it's awmi.net. It's available 24/7, and it would be a blessing to you, so check it out today.